B-Pod Studios.
All right, you gotta show a little respect.
I do show respect, but that's
you didn't show respect.
No, that's what my reaction was this morning. I was like,
you didn't show respect.
66 to 64. It took your time.
Okay, well, there was a shot clock. I mean, I granted it's not up and down bombing threes, but college basketball, there was a shot clock. I mean, that's what it was. You're so out on basketball of yesteryear.
I like the
80s. You hate. We did the playbacks. You hate 80s basketball.
I don't hate it. I just prefer what I got right now. I prefer today's NBA.
You're Bryce Harper curveball machine.
I prefer today's NBA.
How could you Bryce Harper curveball machine Villanova Georgetown?
No, it was a great game, but it was, a lot different strategies. No,
it sucked. You just let it hang out there.
Yeah. Letting two minutes go by before you take a jump shot.
Listen, I hear you. I get it. I understand where you're coming from when it comes to the shot clock. Why?
I get that was part of the strategy.
It was a great strategy.
It was part of the strategy. I applaud them for it. For Raleigh figuring that out, and that was their best way of winning. Like they had a field goal percentage of like 92%.
What's that say? They shot 77%. They still. Hey, by the way, say what you want. Villanova Georgetown was more high scoring than what was the Duke? What was the school from Indiana that almost pulled the upset?
Indiana, Duke Butler. As Tyrone says.
That was higher scoring than Duke Butler. Wow, what are you doing? You're both laughing. You're both mocking
that. Tyrone said that game sucked.
What, Duke Butler?
No.
Villanova Georgetown?
Villanova Georgetown.
Oh, my God. They are mimicking the chest pass. Like, if anybody's ever been to basketball practice, right? The first thing you learn in second grade, I do it. I teach these kids, right?
Yes, yes.
Is the chest pass and the proper bounce pass,
yes.
Right? Where your thumbs are out,
yep.
All right? And you step
forward, boom,
pass,
yep.
Right? It was so fundamentally perfect, but really old school, like unskilled fundamentals, all right? Like, Ty, listen. I'm not telling you, I'm not pooping on today's game. There's skills, man. I get it. I understand it. But you guys are just a little bit disrespectful of that. Those are Titans. I understand where you guys are coming from. Believe me. But, you can't let, Andrew's laughing at it. That's Patrick Ewing.
Villanova is perfect shooting from the floor.
I mean, is it that ancient?
They have committed four turnovers against that Georgetown pressure already.
No, it's not that ancient.
Wow, my God. You guys just mocking it. Mocking it.
He says it's a great Philadelphia moment, which it is.
It is. You should have this conversation with Mike. Mike will agree with Andrew. I'm not saying you guys are wrong. I much rather watch Villanova North Carolina, all right, and watch J Squad. Like that was incredible game, right? We only played this one because it was legendary, right? And remember that team's got Patrick Ewing and David Wingate and NBA guys, Yeah, I can look at Andrew's face. He's about to crack up.
No, I thought it was good. I enjoyed doing it this morning.
You can't even say it with a straight face. You're laughing.
No, I thought it was good.
I thought it was good. He's a disrespectful kind of dude. I didn't think you had that in you. Oh, my God. That's great. Time for a little cuzzo action, shall we? Andrew? I like it. Let's meet our contestants. We got Rob from Maniunk and Dave from Mount Laurel.
What's up, Ant?
Robbie, what are you doing? Do me a favor. I'll go to each of you guys. I'll make sure that I announce you guys. This way you can respond because we both have you on hold. First, Robbie, I'll start with you. Robbie from Maniunk, give me a little something about you.
You know, just, you know, Philly born and bred, and this is, you know, just here to show that the younger generations really knows more about sports than the older generation.
Wow, I like it, Robbie. I like it. Davey, give me something about, what do you do for a living?
First of all, Ant, all you got to know is Andrew Salchunas loves James Harden, so that should tell you all you need to know about basketball. But, yo, I hung out with you one day. I'm the guy who made the bro doll.
Oh, you made the bro doll. The bro doll is one of the classic items ever. We should have, in fact, auctioned that off for charity.
You're right. That thing
would have got a fortune. I love
it. Work.
Robbie and Dave, you guys are rule. Let's play a little Cuzzo trivia. It's an easy one. The category today is nicknames. So local nicknames is your thing. We'll each go through, play five frames, so, and you can steal. And after five innings, we'll see who's the winner. Sound good?
Let's go, baby.
All right, Andrew, call in the air. Rob, heads or tails?
All right, we got the official penny of the midday program and Cuzzo Trivia. So, Rob, ready? I'm going to flip it right now. Call in the air. Go.
Heads.
Heads it is.
Heads it is. You want to go first or second, Robbie? Here you go. You got honors. All right. That means, Dave, are you ready, my man?
Let's go, bro.
All right. I give you the player. You give me the nickname.
I got you.
Reggie White.
The Minister of Defense. Come on, man.
All right. They're easy. I told you. It's an easy one today. Good job, Dave. Dave strikes first. He's up 1-0. Robbie's next. Robbie, Shane Victorino.
Flying Hawaiian.
Look at this. These guys are good. There's no joke with these dudes. All right. Let's go to Dave. I'll give you Daryl Dawkins.
Chocolate Thunder.
Look at that. 2 for 2. Oh! Robbie. Jeremiah Trotter.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I love it.
Daryl Dawkins has a son at Penn State playing football.
Look at that! Look at that! That's great knowledge. Dave, Joe Bryant.
Jelly Bean, baby.
Look at that! The Jelly Bean! These guys just don't miss, Andrew. Impressive. All right, let's go to Robbie. Bernard Hopkins.
The Executioner. I love how dry Rob is.
Yeah, I do too. I appreciate that. Here we go, Davey. You're up. Let's go with that. Reggie Leach.
Oh, man, a little before my time. The Rifleman?
Ow! Ow! Ow, no! The Rifle.
Oh, I didn't get the steal?
My
wife's dad loved The Rifleman. I mixed it up.
Oh, no. You should get the steal. I opened my big mouth. Oh, my God. He's so close. Would you have had it, Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, I bet you did. I don't believe. All right, Dave, that's a miss.
All right.
I'm sorry, Dave. You were so close to Rifleman. It's got to be accurate.
I had a couple of beers already, sorry.
I appreciate that. Very good. Yeah, save one for me. Okay. You ready, Robbie?
Yeah, I'm still.
Ray Emery.
Oh, no. Oh, Ray Emery. I don't know.
Wow, you know, that shocks me.
It's going to bother me now. So,
Ray Emery. All right, I can't give you a chance to steal because I opened my big mouth. You know what I mean, Dave?
Yeah, I know it, though.
You know it?
I know him.
Say it.
Razor.
The Razor, correct. All right, here's the deal. It's 3-3, and we're in the last inning. All right? This is a great match of Cuzzo right here. Here we go. Davey's up. I'm going to give you, how about that, Glenn Wilson?
I don't even know who Glenn Wilson is. What year is that, Ed? Jesus.
That was 1988.
Wow.
I didn't think you. I thought you guys might know that.
I was poor. I don't know Glenn. I don't know him.
All right. Can you steal it, Robbie?
No, I'll go with the next one.
All right. The answer was, they did a thing where it was, he did a Rambo commercial, and they called him Glenbo. So, sorry, it was before your time. All right, you ready? Here's another old one to keep it even. Here you go. You ready, Rob?
Yep.
Al Holland. He was a Phillies closer.
I have no idea.
Can you steal it, Dave?
Yes, I can. The Dutch oven.
Incorrect. Oh, that's awesome. All right, let's go to extras. Here we are, Dave. Bob Kelly.
The Hound.
Robbie. Dave Schultz.
The Hammer.
I love you guys. You guys crack me up, man. It's fantastic. All right. Are you ready? Davey's up. Dave, Mitch Williams.
Wild Thing, baby. Right my way out.
Rob, Darren Dalton.
Dutch.
Very good. Very good. All right. Let's continue. Oh, this is classic. You guys crack me up. All right. Here we go. As we go to the annals, we're going to go to Andrew Tony, Dave.
Oh, that's my father's favorite player of all time. How about the Boston Strangler?
Wow. Very good. Look at that. Coming in strong.
Number 10, babe. Oh, no, that was Mo. So.
22, that's right.
22.
All right. How about this, Robbie? Brian Dawkins.
What the next?
Look at this.
That's a layup, babe.
I know. I just come in. I'm just opening up left and right. All right. As we continue extra innings. Davey, Lenny Dykstra.
Oh, Nails.
Nails never fails. Look, you got a layup, too.
Yeah, you're right. I'll give it to you.
I just can't. Listen, I have index cards. I'm just going through it. All right.
I got you, bro.
All right, Robbie, the tie. You ready?
Yep.
Gary Matthews.
Oh, no. Hold on. He covers more land. I don't know. I'll give it to him. He's
Gary Matthews. You listen to him on the radio and on TV.
Yeah, I know.
Can you steal it, Dave? You won, but you can actually put the exclamation point.
How about that, Sarge?
Yes,
correctamundo. Yeah. Wow, you guys are awesome. I love it. I got to tell you,
Good job, Rob.
You guys rule, man. You were fun. I'll tell you why. Because you guys both played, and it's the first time we're doing it, you guys both get a Primo's gift card.
Beautiful.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right? Boys, thank you. You guys rock. Thanks for playing Cuzzo today. That was fun.
That was great. They did a great job.
They did. I enjoyed it with those two.
That was a hit?
Yeah, that was fun. Sarge, he was thinking Gary Maddox.
Yes. He's going Gary Lee.
Yes, yes. He was going Gary Lee, not the Sarge Gary Matthews. So, hear about this. How about the Tasty Cake Town? You ready?
Oh, he's probably livid with what I had to say.
He says, this is great. He goes, where's he at? Andrew equals knucklehead.
Yeah, that's Tasty Cake Dom. That's his prime error right there when it comes to sports.
He said, are you kidding me? How could Andrew have no respect for Villanova Georgetown? Historical.
That was a good game for its time. For its time, it was a good game. I was able to go up, get a soda and a hot dog, and come back before Nova took a shot. And you grab some beers, Nova just got the rebound.
You're just so disrespectful. Oh, my God.
And Pinckney grabbed the board. You want me to go grab a beer? Because Dwayne McClain's not going to take a shot till halftime.
That's just not fair. Harold Jetson might be listening to the show right now.
Sorry, Harold.
Let's go. They shot 77%. Yeah,
it was
from
ridiculous.
The field.
It was ridiculous.
Come on, you got to give credit.
I do.
That's a strategy. And by the way, score 66-62. Again, the Duke Butler game was like 52-49.
I give them credit for their shooting percentage. It's great. They really found the open look. It was good.
You're a bit disrespectful.
I'm sure I am.
All right, let's get back to the phone. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. A couple things. We're doing the ode to the local pizza joint. So your local pizza joint we're talking about. I sent you, by the way, my homemade pie.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. And you got the oregano on there, right?
That's the homemade oregano.
That looks fantastic.
Homegrown oregano. Yes. Oops, you can tweet that out. That's my, that's the homemade pie.
Yeah, I could go for a pizza right now.
Right. Well, we're talking about it. So, you know, there it is. Is there anyone more annoying to listen to than myself and Judith? No, than Klentak. We're trying to find the most annoying character in all of Philadelphia sports. And I don't even think it's close. Is there anyone close to Klentak? And by the way, I don't hear anything other than, yeah, we're about to sign JT. Like, it's, you know, we're working on it. That's it. And be quiet. Don't worry about market and don't talk about, right. You know, like, I understand you just got the okay to talk to his agent, to do a deal. Just, you can't sell. You know, well, we'll see, and we're trying to see what the market says. No. You got to lock JT up. That's the bottom line. Frank in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frank.
Hey, guys.
Frankie.
Yo, you there?
We're here, Frank.
Ah, you know, poor James Naismith is rolling in his grave. A little disrespectful, I think.
You think Andrew's a little disrespectful here?
I do, and I'm surprised at Tyrone also. You know, Massimino coached a great game. He really did.
He did.
Yeah. It's a masterpiece. Andrew, your head would have exploded with Dean Smith. He'd be ahead by two early in the second half. He'd go into the four corners.
Oh. Sounds great.
Screeching halt. So... by the way, great content today.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all over the place because there's so much. Oh, by the way, Matt Klintak, he's a boll weevil. That's what he is. He's a boll weevil. I think Andy McPhail's a close second.
What is he? A what?
A boll weevil. It was like in the early 1900s. I don't know. I learned it in grade school. I think they ate all the cotton plant. I don't know. They were devastating.
I never heard it. Jules, you heard it about weevil?
No, I don't mess with the boll weevil. I look up a picture of one, though.
Yeah?
Looks interesting.
Yeah. That's cool. All right.
So, Matty, he should be an actuarial for, doing some actuarial work. He's like a nice guy, but I think he's kind of like asocial, He doesn't come across. He doesn't communicate well.
I can't stand him.
I know. And he has the other problem. He has absolutely no feel or pulse.
None. No feel. He's got no feel whatsoever.
Right. His team.
He hasn't had a feel for this town since he's got here. Well, hey, McPhail. I'm a Middleton fan. I think the guy knows what he. I appreciate Middleton. Yeah. He's a local guy. Well, he's a rich guy, right? Whatever. But at least I think Middleton, I got faith in Middleton. He's a Philly guy.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
I do beers with Jay Mid.
Yes. He gets the check. But yes, I would. I agree.
Look, JT, he's a five-tool catcher. I mean, I think he's almost transcendent for his position.
Yeah, you're right. Frankie, I got to run, bro. Be good stuff, brother. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Open lines, want to join us? Cuz Radio, Tunis, 97.5, the Fanatic. Talk a little Corpolis. Speaking of, we're doing the pizza. The bakery pizza is a fine item. The tomato pie is in its own category. And when it comes to Corpolis tomato pie, ridiculous. That's right. Corpolis Bakery and Deli. My go-to guys when it comes to great tomato pie. The tomatoes, the olive oil, only the fresh herbs. Ah, tremendous. Since 1924, the Corpolis family has dedicated their lives to serving the highest quality tomato pies. That's right. They got four locations for your convenience. Norristown, Limerick, Audubon, Douglasville. Have your event catered by Corpolis Bakery and Deli. Your guests will be talking about how great the food was. Oh, but the tomato pie is amazing. Absolutely incredible. All the great teams have a go-to guy. And when it comes to great tomato pie, my friends at Corpolis Bakery and Deli, my go-to guy. See more at CorpolisBakery.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
O'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, 127. That was funny. So I got a... on a text board, VG, Team Andrew, like watching the team play, the team from Hoosiers play in the 1980s.
How many passes? Times like six.
Oh my God, that's great.
Now, at the time, I'm sure it was amazing. But when I go back and I watch it, and let's face it, the NBA is totally different now. It's fast paced.
Well, college shooting. College ball, though. I agree. Shot clock makes it archaic, right? So I understand where you're coming from. And the freeze thing, that was a deal. Like they were, freeze, you're running a weave, right? Like,
yes.
You know,
yes.
Like, I get it. Like, freezing the ball. I never understood the weave, right? Like, I never, that Princeton offense, the weave, like, the back cuts is one thing, but, you know, holding a shot. Like, there are people that you and I would, you know, revere that believe in the purity of basketball, that's basketball.
Right.
Larry Brown will tell you that basketball is true basketball.
Yeah, defense.
That whole Petey Carril Princeton offense, I mean, that's legendary, you know, that's the game. Like, that's the purity of the game. Not firing up 100 threes.
Right, and that's, you know, that's Popovich, who I respect gratefully. He said that, you know, the art of basketball is gone. And I get what he's saying, right? Like, I'm not disagreeing with a guy like Popovich or anyone that believes that there's too many threes. I don't disagree with that. It's just the style of basketball is so much different now. And would you say that NBA basketball, now college basketball clearly has taken a dip, right? I'm not arguing that because anybody that I talk to, college basketball is not the same as it was 20 years ago. But the NBA product is so much better now than it was 20, 30 years ago.
Wow, really?
Yes.
The NBA product
today is so much better.
Is so much better?
Yes.
Then what you're saying 20 years ago, Michael Jordan was playing.
Just pure athleticism. Well, we talked about when you had your epiphany and you realized how much coaching has changed and you just allowed Michael Jordan to have an open look.
Right.
Against the Jazz to win it.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
I forgot about my epiphany.
You got a double team Mike there.
I forgot
about
my...
Don't let him get to his spot. His spot.
So much better, though. I mean, watching the Rockets throw up 50. I hate the Rockets.
I know you do.
That's good basketball? Come on, bro.
I like it in the regular season. I don't like it in the playoffs, like you said. Like, the Rockets are built for 82, not built for 16.
You watch LeBron break down a defender or Kawhi. Like, that's great. Like, I agree. Like, that is incredible ball.
Right.
But
maybe not 20. Maybe I go. So, let's see.
Like, you got to be kidding me. Like, what? Like, I hate the Rockets. I hate them. I root against that team. I hate your Harden.
Right.
Ew. That's horrible. That's not basketball.
That's one out of 30 teams. I'm not saying I'm a Rockets fan. Right? Like, I love watching.
You love the Rockets. You and that Daryl freaking Morey.
What? No.
Daryl Morey.
Yeah. No, I'm not a Rockets fan.
Yes, you are. Rockets guy. Okay. Rockets red glare.
Yes. Big Austin Rivers fan. I like P.J. Tucker playing
at
5.
I hate them.
Yeah, I'm a big Rocco guy. That's what it is. I followed Rocco.
I hate that team. I hate them. That's great basketball?
It's entertaining. Is it pure basketball, though? No. Is it entertaining? Yes.
It's trash.
Trash juice, as you say.
Trash juice. That Rockets team. Trash. Chris and Penn Salkin. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
What's up, boys?
What's going on, Chris?
Not much. I know what isn't better. That baseball. It sucks anymore.
I agree.
Home run and a strikeout 4 hours later, and I got seven pitchers pitching in one game. It's ridiculous. As far as the pizza place, Ant, Tacanelli's Port Richmond, can't get no better.
You know, all these years, right? I have never had Tacanelli's.
Oh, well, you go to bring your wife there and the kids. You can BYOB. Go in there. Kids will love it. They'll show them the old-fashioned brick oven that you'll never see ever again. You can see that then, but you won't duplicate his. My father grew up on Sandwich Street, so I've been going there since I was like 2 years old.
Yeah, I've never, ever, ever been there. And all the hype that it gets.
Put it this way. I think they're closed like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And like Friday, you got to order your pizza. If you don't, they run out of dough. Like,
right.
It's insane. Well, you move now, right? Do you live in Jersey now? Or
yes, Jersey. Mocha Hill.
Oh, okay. So that's not a hop, skip, and a jump. So But, you know, if you ever boss it out of work, or you and Andrew go up there, pound a couple backs, you have a great time.
Yeah, I've never been. You know what? For years, I was stubborn, right?
You can get stubborn, man. I've been listening to you all the way back when I had hair.
Yes, Chris.
You can get stubborn.
And, you know, you got mad at me for something. I forget what happened. Anyway, I refuse to go out of South Philly for pizza.
Yeah, no, the only time I was ever mad at you in the 20 years between reading and listening to you, because I'm a little bit nutsy about my food too. When you and I think it was Mike had the pierogi, you were eating Mrs. T's pierogi contest.
Yes, yes, yes.
Nah, man, you got to get your pierogis from Port Richmond from Kaka. That's
what. Oh, I'm sure. Listen,
that's what you're getting, ragu gravy, man, to the Polish people.
Listen, the pierogi's an amazing item. Now, Mrs. T's our sponsor, and they do a great item. I'm sure. Your pierogies, the homemade I'm sure that's tremendous. Like, I'm sure that's the class of the pierogi.
Yeah, Mrs. T's is like if you're coming off the boardwalk at 2 a.m, just like P&S raviolis.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's like every other food. And, you know, they're a great sponsor, so, you know.
Yeah, no, they're good. They're eatable.
But I'm sure, like, I would love, I love different people's cultures, right? So I'm down on the food. Like, I would love to try the real thing. What do you do? Let me ask you, now that we're having this conversation, what's the real pierogi?
Potato and cheese. None of that cheese steak. Well, you can get away with the mushroom, but none of that goofy stuff and all that weird vegan. It's pierogi, it's cheese and potato, sauerkraut, mushroom. That's about it. You fry them, you don't boil them. Put butter with a little garlic or a little onion. Dip them, eat them like the potato chips. You can go over to Port Richmond, get yourself a pizza from Tocanelli's, go to Schwecki's, get yourself some homemade kibasi, and go to Kaka's, and then go get your pierogi.
Kaka's, that even sounds like a great pierogi joint.
Yeah, so that's a party in itself. And Klintak, I know I'm sure for time, man, I got to tell
you. Has he been in?
His assistant's been in, man. It's the dude that you want to hate, and he's so nice to you, you can't hate him.
Yeah, I get that.
He's the dude that you want to marry your daughter.
Right.
But he doesn't have no common sense when it comes to sports. Sports, that, you know, common sense where you go, why are you saying this to the public? It's just a bad Halloween decoration. You put him in the window with the light, you know what I mean?
That's a great lie, man. I got my Klintak in the window.
Yeah, with a little Fanatic hat on, holding one of those plastic candy in it, says please take one.
I love it.
Real crappy candy.
Yeah,
tea, like even,
yeah,
you
the
know,
Bobo,
you know,
the Bobo.
Yeah,
kid. He's a freaking CM. He's the dumpster diver.
Exactly, and guess what? The catcher, he lives in between my shop and his house. They're neighbors, man. Pay the dude.
I love that kid. I love JT, man. I'm a huge JT fan.
My dad always said, man, don't outkick your coverage. If it's sitting right there, son, asking for a date, let's go.
There you go, brother.
Have a blessed day.
You too, Chris. Great call, man. Thanks, buddy.
Give little kids hugs and kisses, man.
I will. Thank you, my brother. I certainly shall. Let's go. Is this Pat? The assistant coach at Newman Goretti?
Yo, cuz, what's going on?
There he is, Pat!
I'm just climbing back out of the ditch after that last comment. I heard your co-host say the basketball was better better now than it was.
All right, so let me sit tight for a second. Let me introduce you. Now, Andrew.
How old is Andrew?
Andrew's a great producer, great young guy. Andrew's 25 years old.
That explains it. That right there explains it.
He's a fine producer and a fine wingman.
Okay.
Now, Pat, let me explain who Pat is. Pat is a great basketball man. He's assistant coach at Newman Goretti, preeminent program in Philadelphia.
In the country. That's right. Don't sell us short.
Would I ever sell you guys short?
I'm just messing with you.
Who's your biggest supporter?
I know.
And Pat is a great basketball man, and he and I go back 20 years, more than that. So go ahead, have at him, Pat.
I was originally calling about Villanova Georgetown because I was going to ask Andrew how old he was, because the problem is now Let me ask Andrew a question. Is your favorite sport football?
Baseball.
It's baseball? Oh, really? It surprises me. Because I figured football, most people have that football mentality. They need action.
Right.
They need something to happen right then and right there. Like, if they don't understand the nuances of the game and what you have to do to create the strategy to probably beat the most dominant center that ever played in college basketball. Other than, I didn't see Chamberlain. But in my lifetime, Patrick Ewing was invincible. I mean, at times. Like, he engulfed the whole court. And then for them, that was, they had to play that way to beat him. And the fact that they were able to play that perfectly made that game that much more special to see, that they were able to execute against a team with that kind of pressure and that kind of athleticism. Four NBA draft picks on the starting lineup. I mean, you know, first round draft picks.
Yeah, I'm not taking anything away from the success that Villanova had in that game. I'm not taking anything away from the strategy that they had in the game. It's just, it's so much different now because that was the last year that before a shot clock was implemented in college basketball. So it was kind of strange for me to watch 2 minutes of game clock, you know, tick off right. Before they attempt a shot.
I get it. That's the thing, though. It's like nowadays it's just that aspect of the game people can't appreciate anymore because it's been dummied down. And I'll be the first to admit it. We played that way this year. We shot 35 threes a game this year. And, you know, it's not basketball. That was basketball back then. That's the thing. This is, you're playing to, you know, the athleticism's better. The players aren't better. I'll go to my deathbed telling you that I'll take the Larry Birds and the Kevin McHales and the Dr. J's over to LeBron's every day. Michael Jordan, all them guys. It's Magic, because they knew how to play the game. It wasn't a 6'8" guy that was built like a tight end out there bullying his way to the basket all the time because he could jump over everybody. And James Harden is the most repulsive basketball player I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I agree. The only thing I would disagree, and this is a great conversation, is that LeBron's a great player, and he's not just a physical freak. He's a great basketball player. He's a student of the game. He knows.
I don't think I still put Kobe and Michael ahead of him, though.
I do too. Listen, okay. I put Michael ahead of him. You know how I feel about Jordan, and I love Kobe, but LeBron to me is a great basketball. Like, he knows the game like inside and out. Like, he is an all, you know me. Listen, I don't worship LeBron, but right. He is a great ball player, great, 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 and he's cerebrally smart. He's got everything. There's not a flaw in the guy's game.
I watched the game the other day. I was bored because this whole pandemic and everything. I was sitting in. It was the Rockets and the Celtics in 86. And everybody's talking about LeBron does this and LeBron does that. I'm looking, Bird at 29-11-11, and it was still the third quarter. But it's like, that's the thing, and people forget about that. About a guy that couldn't jump over a dime that was still able to put that kind of, you know.
But here's the thing, and this is where Andrew is. This is where it's interesting. Because could a guy today, with today's athleticism, could they shut down Bird and he would not get a shot off?
No.
You sure? No.
Yes. I'm 100% positive. I think Bird was probably one of the most crafty players.
He was.
On the floor.
But he was crafty when the game was slow.
Yeah.
Right?
No. I mean, he was able to do it. The Lakers played. Showtime was still going on back then. And, you know, you got to remember, the rules were different on defending people back then. It was a lot more physical. You were allowed to hand check. All that stuff now. Like, they've taken a lot of that away. You take that stuff away now, and Bird's going to be able to find a way to maneuver and get his 25 and 10. Just because of the fact of his court. He's one of the most savvy basketball players I've ever seen. And you want to hate him, but, you know, you got to.
I hate Bird. So I think Bird, listen, he was an assassin and all that, but I think great defenders today could stop him. Not shut him down, but I don't think he's top 10 all time if he played today.
Well, just I'm not a big LeBron guy. I never will be. It's just, you know, I'm a Durant guy.
Durant. You pegged Durant come out of high school. I'll tell. I gave Pat his due. coming out of high school, he said Durant would be an all-time great player. He pegged
him. He was incredible.
Real quick, coach, because Pat from South Philly, assistant coach at New McGrady. Andrew wants to ask you a question.
Do you enjoy watching the NBA today?
No.
Wow.
No. How about that? No. That's a great no.
Just for my hatred for LeBron, we're going to stop St. Vincent St. Mary's at the Palestra this year, and so you should come out and see his play.
I will definitely be there. Me and cousin Joey will be there.
They're coming down from Ohio to play us, so we'll do what we can do. Hopefully, we can beat them. Stop with the memory of LeBron.
Yeah, how's your boss? How's he doing?
He's doing good. He's holding up. Business is thriving during the pandemic in South Philly with appliances.
That's my man. Always, tell him I need a new fridge. All right.
He's always busy.
All right. See you, brother. Good talking to you, man. Be good safe, buddy. Pat.
No.
Is that not a classic no?
So he doesn't take any enjoyment watching
the NBA. Do you enjoy watching basketball today, NBA today? No.
Well, see, now he's closed-minded.
Oh, that's great.
He's closed-minded. I am open-minded that the game has changed. I'm open-minded that, all right, Villanova did that in 1985 based off of strategy.
I agree with a lot of what Pat has to say. A lot. Now, I do agree with you that tremendous athletes today, tremendous. And there are some incredible, like, pure basketball talents. Like, LeBron James is a brilliant basketball mind, right? There's a lot. I agree with him with Durant. I think Durant is a, tremendous player, all time. And I'm a huge Leonard fan. You know how I feel about Leonard. I love Kawhi Leonard. He's probably my favorite player in the league, like non-Sixer type. And his game is amazing how he transformed his game. And, I love the Kobe and all that stuff. But I hate James Harden, too. Pat's right about James Harden.
I hate Westbrook.
As much as I like him, I hate him because he's a part of that let me get a triple double. Fake-ass football. It's all about fake-ass numbers.
Right, especially for guys that aren't ever going to win. I really did enjoy watching Russell Westbrook with OKC. Especially, once Durant and Harden left, he was the only guy there. So, obviously, he was putting up those ridiculous numbers because who else was going to do it? Steven Adams? Like, no. It was all Russell Westbrook. So, I enjoyed watching him because he was putting up these freakish numbers. But I get what you're saying about the Harden thing, right? Like, I don't make it a point to go watch James Harden and the Rockets. But it is fascinating the...
He's gross.
The level of shooting that he can have. But then again, he'll take 40 shots in a game, right? And it's like, oh, well, that's not that good.
Oh, that's insane. He's 40. A fake-ass number guy. I can't stand him. Can't stand him. He's a loser. Never win.
By the way, the newest 2K cover was announced today.
What we got?
Dame Lillard on the front.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm a Dame fan.
Yeah.
I love watching Dame play.
Great player.
I'm a McCollum fan, though.
Yes, you are.
I want CJ.
How many years have we talked about that?
I've coveted CJ for years.
Like 4 years now?
I've always thought that CJ McCollum was the best guy next to Ben Simmons.
I think we've been talking about that for 4 years now. Trade for CJ.
He was the guy I wanted all along. Let's go to Black Gritty. Black Gritty in Glassboro.
Hey, what up, man?
What's going on?
Your friend has schooled that young Thundercat on your producer's staff. I know you work with her. You can't tell. But I'm like, if you don't sit your young Thundercat butt down, talk about the last 20 years. Last 20 years, I had Kenny and Shaq. I had Kobe and Shaq. I had Allen Iverson jacking up 90 shots a game and dunking on centers coast to coast, Key West, to Key Largo. Don't come and tell me that this product is better than the last 20 years basketball. You might kick it back to 1982, your young buster. Maybe push 40. But 20? Yeah, your mammy, Jammy Ma. I can't stand James Harden. KD's made of glass, mentally and physically, and LeBron James is the best basketball player on the planet currently today. He passes, he dunks, he makes all the right plays. He's the coach of the GM. He probably cuts his own hair. I don't want to hear nothing about him. LeBron James. Are you crazy? LeBron, all he does is bully people. What does Shaq do? Shaq drove an 18-wheeler down the lane and dunked through people's face repeatedly. So don't come in here complaining about no Jack. Oh, man, that got me hot today. I'm so sorry. How you doing, brother? How you doing, Cass? I miss you.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, sports is low. But today, boy, that young Thundercat got me riled up. ThatPretty.com in these streets, brother. I've been in these streets. How you doing? You all right?
I'm all right. What do you think about Kawhi? Because I'm a huge Kawhi fan.
Okay. I can't stand Kawhi because if you can tell by my personality,
you can't stand Kawhi.
Listen. I'm a vivacious brother.
Are vivacious.
I'm hanging with the ladies. BG. I'm doing what I need to do. But Kawhi is out here looking at you like a machine. Like, dude, have some fun. Have a smile. I don't want to hang out with nobody that might slice my throat at the dinner table or give me a cupcake. I don't know what the dude thinks. I love his game. I love everything about him. He's a so-called killer. But you got to give all the props to his education to a guy who can develop players. Popovich.
Yes.
He develops players. Brett Clown over here can't develop nobody. We got a dude 4 years in. His uncle can't even get him to shoot. So, I mean, we need to get rid of Brett Clown. Don't get mad about something else. Oh, my God, I got to be good quick because he's on the Popovich tree. You know, he's on the Popovich tree. You know, he's Pat Croce. Go give him an assistant principal job. Let him clap about the culture and get him off the bench coaching our team. I love you, cousin. We'll call it again. But don't you correct
BG,
that young Thundercat.
BG,
right? You correct that young Thundercat.
You are sensational.
Love you, brother.
Sensational. Thank you, BG. That was tremendous between him and Pat. Wow.
The old school guys checking in.
I love the old school dudes. That's what I'm saying, Chris. These are old school guys.
I knew when you said Tasty Cake Dom texted it, I was like, here we go. I
think the text board, Tasty Cake called you a numbskull. What do you call you?
Yeah, knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
Maybe 20 is too close because they're right.
He's a big Chewness fan, too. Tasty Cake.
30 plus. I'm trying to think of, remember how we did the NFL
thing? He's like, yo, Thundercat.
Remember how we did the NFL and how it changed? Like the 90s?
Yes.
Right, it was like Peyton Manning and beyond.
Yes.
What is it in the NBA? Jordan and on, or like I'm trying to think league wide. Like, when did it make this jump to where we're at today? Pre Warriors.
I don't know. That's a great question.
Because the 3-point shot was used heavily before the Warriors too. It's just the Warriors were so good at it. Like, I wonder when it really changed. Because 2004, that championship was the Pistons. Remember, and they won and. The highest scoring game was in the 90s, I think. I wonder when it changed.
You know what? I got to think about it. But all of a sudden on the text board, my buddy Andy, childhood friend Andy, hits me with, because he's busted my stones about Ben.
Of course.
And now I got that. I got to fight that battle. And Andy, who's the Bean, that's the Bean, Andy Bean. The Bean says that Ben is just a better version of Iguodala.
Oh, come on.
Of Iguodala. Not Iguodala. Iguodala.
Come on, you can't say that.
And now I'm messed up. I got to get Q up here because I trust Q. Q!
What's going on, man?
How you doing, brother?
Ain't much. Just the thing. Back in the day, what really changed from today and then what made basketball better then was the mid-range game.
Yes.
When a guy cooked you, it was like 13 for 18. He really cooked you. When a guy like James Harden cooked a guy, you can't really feel bad with all the shot attempts he missed.
Yes.
But it's a little different. The mid-range game back in the day made the game better. It was and all the dribbling that day. Back then, you made your move, you got to it, and you cooked the dude. You really, really cooked the dude. Michael Jordan came in, you know, and we talk about the dunks. We talk about, you know, no, he killed him in the mid-range.
He did.
Bird would kill folks today in the mid-range. I'm talking about, that's gone. That's gone.
No, there is. And I, as aesthetically, right, just for the sheer game, I love the mid-range. And it's funny because the Sixers should play mid-range ball. They can't shoot threes. That,
exactly.
I mean, think about it, right? Tobias is a mid-range guy.
You still could kill him in the mid-range.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. The three-point shot eliminated the big man.
Yes.
Eliminated the center. The center was the guy who patrolled the paint where, you know, when you killed that mid-range, that must have been like his job in a sense to keep it at a... Now it's no longer the big man because of the three-pointer.
Yes, yes. I got Q tomorrow. Q, I got to run. All right, we gotta hook it up, brother. Thank you. Wow. Hey, don't forget Mikey Miss coming up next. Tunis, are you kidding me? Tunis, our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center, specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit Hand to Shoulder Center. .com. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. So much fun. I had a great time today. We'll get back after tomorrow. Big J. All right, stay tuned. Mikey Miss coming up next. Be safe, everybody. We'll talk to you then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.